بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So now, what kind of wasila is actually acceptable? Two kinds of wasail accept, or three. Firstly, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the context of His own names and attributes. You say, Ya Razzaq Dhul Quwwatil Mateen, give me food. Ya Rahmanur Rahim, ighfirli, forgive me. Oh Most Merciful Allah, have mercy on me. And so on. So using the names and attributes of Allah to ask Him. Number one. Number two, you can ask wasila, you can take the wasila of an action that you did only for the sake of Allah. Right? You might say, well, you know, I did not know that interest-based banking was wrong. So I had this loan, but now that I know, I paid the loan back, or I gave the house back to the bank or whatnot. And I did it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you need something, you say, Ya Allah, I did this for you. Please forgive me. And please give me this thing today which I need. You can do that. So using an action of yours as the wasila. Right? You can do that. Third thing is, you can also ask somebody else alive who is in front of you. You can ask them to make dua for you. This is possible. Not somebody who's dead. And the biggest and the most powerful example of that is what Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu did. Sayyidina Umar's time, there was a famine. There was a very, very severe famine all over the Hijaz. And there were a lot of people had come to Medina because that was the capital. And they have big refugee camps and so on, and they were trying to feed them. And so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took all the people out into the outside of Medina for Salatul Istisqa, to pray for rain, right? And after he did the salah, he called Al Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He called him. He said, "Please come and make dua." Make dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. And he said, "O Allah, when your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was among us, we used to ask him to ask you, we used to ask him to make dua. Now your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no longer among us. We are asking the uncle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua." Now think about that. Where was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this time? Where was he? Right there. He was there, no? I mean, he was buried in the same place. Sayyidina Umar is buried next to him. So did Umar know, radiallahu anhu, did he know where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa was buried? Of course. So how come Sayyidina Umar and the others didn't just go to the grave and say, "Ya Rasulullah, please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Now these people had a right to do that, because did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa know Sayyidina Umar? Of course. He was his son-in-law, for God's sake. I mean, they knew each other. They were their closest friend of each other. He was speaking in Arabic. He could have stood by his grave and said, "Ya Rasulullah, please do this for us." Could he have done that? He didn't do that. Why? So today, if somebody comes and tells you, "No, no, you can go to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ and ask him," we say, "How come Sayyidina Umar did not do that?" If anyone should have done it, they should have done it. How come Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, how come he didn't say to Umar, "Ya Umar, why are you asking me to make dua? Nabi is there, go there, man. Let's all go to the Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Let's go and stand by the grave of the Prophet and ask him. Ya, we are not asking him. We are saying, oh, Ya Rasul, make dua to Allah." Did he do that? He didn't do that. He made dua and Allah sent rain. Please understand this. This deen is not a deen of fairy tales. We take our deen from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and from his Sahaba, and we do what they did because in this there is khair, and we don't follow anyone who tells us something the opposite of that. La ilaha illallah Muhammad. Then people will ask you two other questions in this context. One question they will ask you is, what about the incident in Badr? In the Battle of Badr, what happened was that all the Quraysh who were killed, all the bodies were thrown into a well, a dry well. And Rasulullah ﷺ went there, he stood by the well and he said, "O people of Quraysh, did you find the promises of your Rabb to be true?" Meaning, you know, they will be punished, so did you find this punishment? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu came there, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, you are speaking to the dead." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya Umar, by the one in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they hear me better than you hear me." So you might say, well, this is evidence that the dead can hear you. But that is not true, because this is one of the miracles of the Prophet which is associated with him only, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second question people ask you is, what about when we go into a graveyard, we say, "Assalamu alaikum ya ahlul qubur." Right? We say, "Oh, peace be upon you, oh people in the graves." We say, well, that means they are hearing you. But that's also not true, because when you are saying, "Assalamu alaikum ya ahlul qubur," you are saying, "May peace be upon you, oh people of the graves." This is dua for them. You are praying for them. What do you think will happen if you say, "Assalamu alaikum ya ahlul qubur," and you hear a voice saying, "Wa alaikum assalam," then what happens? Huh? "Wa alaikum assalam ya Abdul Ghafur, fadal, come. Waiting for you." So no. Salam is salam on them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all this. The Quran is very clear on this. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَ وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَى إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ." Allah said, "So verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot make the dead to hear, nor can you make the deaf to hear the call when they show their backs turning away." So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "You cannot make the dead to hear," how come you can make the dead to hear? Then in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah said, "وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَا وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَا وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ." Now this is even more clear. Allah is saying, not alike, they are not similar, the living and the dead. Verily Allah makes whom He wills to hear, but you cannot make those who are in their graves to hear. This is Surah Al-Fatir. So now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you cannot make anyone in the grave to hear, and if somebody comes and tells you that you can make them hear, you decide who you want to believe. But as far as we are concerned, these beliefs are beliefs of shirk. Okay? Very good. Issue of tabarruk, seeking blessings from different things. For example, you know, you people go and try, they touch this, they touch the building of Masjid al-Haram, or even the Kaaba, they touch the Kaaba and they rub their faces. You touch the Kaaba and you rub your face, all you got was dust on your face, nothing more. Barakah is minallahi ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The best example of the fact that tabarruk will not do anything for you is what? Is the funeral of Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, the head of the Munafiqeen. When he died, his son, whose name was also Abdullah bin Abdullah, he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, please come and do the janazah for my father." And then he said, "Please give me your thobe, your shirt. I want to bury my father in that." He was worried about his father because he knew what his father was. So Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was buried in the thobe, in the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took it off and gave it to him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and he prayed janazah for Ubay bin Salul. Now tell me, which is the bigger barakah or tabarruk than the clothing of the Nabi alayhi salam? And which is the bigger barakah and tabarruk than the Nabi himself making dua salat al janazah for you? Then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran. Allah said, even if you ask for forgiveness 70 times, Allah will not forgive this man. Allah will not forgive these people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, do not make any more salat al janazah on these people. Allah said, do not stand at their graves. No tabarruk. Tabarruk is your own action. Stay on Tawheed, worship Allah, you are good. Alright? أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.